You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2-week spoilers from Monday, April 8th, all the way through Friday, April 19th, which is going to take us up to the week before sweeps, when we know we have big action coming and these 2 weeks build up towards that point. Be aware that this week there are several possibilities for YNR preemptions on 3 different days, depending on the time zones you're in. I'm going to tell you all about that as well. But if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's jump right in. Monday, April 8th may be preempted in some time zones due to eclipse coverage. It just depends on when the network decides to break in. I'm confident that CBS will be doing some coverage. ABC has its own dedicated special. NBC should be doing coverage as well. So just be aware that it could be preempted. We'll see. It just depends on where you are. On the East Coast, the YNR should be over, but in the other coast, maybe not. We'll see how it goes. Audra sees another side of Ashley on Monday. She's going to meet two of Ashley's alters, Ash and I don't know if it's Miss Abbott or Ashley herself. And Audra tells Tucker, okay, I believe you. Your ex-wife has some serious issues. Nikki does some more secret drinking on Monday and then talks to Victor about luring Jordan out by throwing this big gala to celebrate their love and knowing she won't be able to resist. Chance and Summer spend some time doing the horizontal mambo, and then they discuss how much Harrison likes Claire, but how much she cannot trust the girl who tried to kill a big chunk of her family. And speaking of Claire, she and her mom, Victoria, move into the tack house and they do some big bonding. Exciting stuff. Tuesday, April 9th, an opportunity for another preemption in Mountain and Pacific time zones due to UEFA soccer championships. As of now, Bold and the Beautiful is showing up on the cable guides in those time zones, but YNR is not. So it seems pretty certain, at least in those two time zones, that you will miss the Tuesday and Wednesday episodes. You can catch them on Paramount Plus or CBS.com, and you should be able on CBS.com to watch them without having to enter a login or paying for anything, because they do that with unscheduled preemptions. On Tuesday, Nikki breaks a promise she made to Victor. I don't know if that's something to do with the boozing. And Daniel comes to see Lily at Chancellor Winters, and he wants to talk to her about another chance. He wants to keep working with Omegasphere. He either wants back on the project or he wants the rights to take it with him now that he is leaving and Lily is not going to suffer any foolishness with him. The Abbotts sit down with Ashley. They're ready to stage an intervention. Tracy is really freaked out. She is literally worried about her big sister's life, as well she should be. Wednesday, April 10th, again, another possible preemption in Mountain and Pacific time zones. Tucker McCall is outside of his comfort zone and not sure exactly the next steps he should take. And Ashley is in the midst of a spiral and she is losing control. There's 3 people in her head plus her own personality, and things are getting really, really bad. That takes us to Thursday, April 11th, where Jack is very worried and he calls Sharon Newman, the local therapist, for her opinion. And Ashley may be institutionalized soon, hospitalized soon to get the help she needs. Nikki and Victor's party begins late in the episode on Thursday, and Summer pushes back on Kyle when he really wants Claire to take on the role of caretaking Harrison as a possibility, but Summer is unwilling to consider it. And then on Friday, April 12th, the glitterati of Genoa City gather to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Victor and Nikki's first of 4 weddings. They have been married more than once. I wonder, do you celebrate all those anniversaries when you've been remarried to the same person that many times? And of course, Jordan Ashford shows up and she is ready to wreak havoc and finally get her revenge. I just wonder if she's going to show up in her beard and glasses looking like Judd Hirsch, or if she's going to come in a fabulous this gown and sweep in and just do a full, you know, Maleficent, Villicent, you know, kind of villainess move. We'll see. All right. The week of April 15th through the 19th, just real quick, before I jump into these, the second week of spoilers, I want to clear up something. So there's a website that I'm not going to name, but it's a name you'd probably know because they publish wild clickbait garbage that never manifests. And they just published a big whopper of really false speculation that says that a leaked photo indicates someone is about to die on YNR. They showed a photo from behind the scenes saying there's crime scene tape in a room at the GCAC, and they imply that Ashley might kill Tucker. As usual, they got it wrong. The tape seen in the photo that I'm about to show you is indeed yellow, like crime scene tape, but if you read it, it very obviously says hot set. Not crime scene, not caution, hot set. This is a standard type of tape used in TV production indicating that a specific set is in use. So all that tape means is that they were filming in a room at the GCAC. And since there's so many people that are staying at the GCAC, well, duh, of course they are filming in that room. It is not crime scene tape. It is not indication or even a remote hint that anyone is going to die. So just be careful what you believe with these sites that mislead for clicks. Either they didn't bother to do their homework on what that tape was, or they thought people wouldn't notice their blatant misinformation. All right, now let's move on to the week of the 15th through the 19th. More Jordan drama as the Nikki and Victor 40th anniversary party rocks on, with Jordan there determined to finally get the payback she feels she's due for her lunatic sister, Eve Howard. At least one life may be at risk, but it has nothing to do with the GCAC, so do not miss this week. Ashley is about to face a head-on confrontation as her family finally realizes she's got serious mental issues and they are ready to get her the help she needs. And if that includes an involuntary commitment to Fairview or the psych ward at the local hospital, they're going to do it whether she likes it or not. And I don't know how Audra is going to feel, but I do feel Tucker might be part of this support effort, although Audra may change her tune slightly because she finally realizes that he wasn't just saying this and Ashley wasn't just playing a game. There's a real problem. We may see Heather filing a wrongful termination suit for at least Daniel in an attempt to wrestle Omega Sphere away from Lily and Chancellor Winters, but perhaps on behalf of them both. That is going to explode the following week in Sweeps, which kicks off on Thursday the 25th. Adam and Chelsea continue to separately process their feelings of guilt and self-blame over Connor's OCD battle, and Sally and Billy continue to be there to support them, but Connor may not stay put at the inpatient school facility because we know he doesn't want to be there. We'll see what happens with that the following week in Sweeps. Those are all of our 2 week spoilers. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see, and be sure and come back here every single day because we're talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.